every hour of every day. Every second there's a thought of you that comes my way. So if you ask if I've had second thoughts, I guess I'd have to say every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Now I propose we drink a toast and turn the lights down low. Put our favorite music on and hold each other close. And don't worry, dear, you'll always be here in my heart to stay. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Every second, every every hour of every day. Every second there's a thought of you that comes my way. So if you ask if I've had second thoughts, I guess I'd have to say every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Every second, every minute, I love you more and more each day.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying he's ordered the military to prepare a plan to evacuate the population of Rafah ahead of an expected invasion of southern Gaza. Over a million Gazans are sheltering there, and the airstrikes were already underway.
The Biden administration this week leveling its sharpest criticism against Israel since its war on Hamas began. From Tel Aviv, Secretary of State Antony Blinken called civilian deaths in Gaza still, quote, too high, and warned dehumanizing Gazans cannot be justified by the horrors of October 7.
ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem. At a news conference Thursday, President Biden saying Israel's response in Gaza is, quote, over the top. At that same news conference, Mr. Biden defending himself against an accusation in the special counsel's report that he has a failing memory. That report did find that charges were not warranted in his alleged mishandling of classified documents. This is ABC News. Ukraine's new military chief today laying out his immediate plans for the war with Russia, saying he wants to step up troop rotations and use more technology. Ukraine's president ousting the previous military head, saying a reset was needed. Next stop for the GOP presidential race, South Carolina, after former President Trump won Nevada's caucuses. And from the depths of disappointment to joy, as high as the Eiffel Tower.
Effectivement, le Guinness avait,
that's Richard Flood, who spent 8 years building a matchstick replica of the Eiffel Tower, topping 23 feet tall, only to be told that Guinness wouldn't recognize it as a world record. They said the type of matchstick used was the problem. But now a 180, Guinness Director of Record Services, Mark McKinley.
We're happy to be able to admit that we were a little bit too harsh on the type of matches needed in this attempt. And Richard's attempt truly is officially amazing.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Okay, everyone gather around. I have some exciting...
Running her shoe factory, Kendra talks the talk and walks the walk.
We're switching to green energy.
She needs a biotech consultant to erase her carbon footprint.
All operations will net zero emissions.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cooler and still a bit breezy today. Mostly cloudy with a high of 38 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25, occasionally gusting to 35, especially earlier in the day. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Our low 26 tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 34. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A tornado passed through southern Wisconsin on Tuesday evening. That's the first time that's happened in February. Alliant Energy spokesperson Tony Pelosi says over 1,000 customers were without power last night.
We've been able to get nearly all of our customers were back in service early this morning. With the storms that came through last night, we had brought in crews from surrounding areas to help with some of the restoration efforts.
The unseasonably warm conditions have also closed the ice castles on Lake Geneva. The venue, renamed as Winter Realms, announced Thursday would be closing for the season due to warm winter temperatures. They were only open since January 26th. Last year, the season for the ice castles in Lake Geneva lasted just 3 days. And 9 ice fishermen had to be rescued Thursday during 3 separate incidents involving broken ice on Green Bay. Brown County deputies are posting a plea on Facebook in all caps: don't go out on the ice. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Snowmobiling is a great way to find your adventure in Wisconsin. With thousands of trails to explore, there's always something new to discover. No matter where you ride, think smart before you start. Wear a helmet and dress for the weather. Check with area bait shops for local ice conditions. Never drink and ride. Every year, we lose snowmobilers to crashes that could have been prevented. Reach your destination safely every time. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wi.gov.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit durandimprovementgroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers RS, your QuickBooks Pro Advisor and Daily Money Managers, Durand, SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, and Provisions Health, changing the way you experience healthcare. Find out more at provisions.health. A Trempealeau County man is going to federal prison for his role in stealing dozens of guns from a La Crosse County gun store. Federal authorities accuse Namaya Sample of Trempealeau and 2 other suspects from La Crosse for stealing 41 guns from a store in Rockland last April. Sample was then arrested in Arkansas after trying to sell the guns out of his car. He was sentenced to 2 years in federal prison on Wednesday. The school board president in Chippewa Falls is defending the decision to not tell parents about a credible threat at the city's middle school. Board President David Check sent a letter home to parents explaining that Chippewa Falls schools didn't tell parents about a student who was searching about pipe bombs and had a journal of detailed threats back in October because the police were involved. Check said the student was a credible threat, but not an active threat. And he said that the school district didn't tell parents because they didn't want to start a panic. Chek went on to say that criticism of how the school handled the situation is all about a, quote, political narrative, unquote. Chippewa Falls Schools will hold a public hearing later this month to answer questions about the threat and how the school handled it. Wisconsin saw its first ever February tornado yesterday. The National Weather Service says the tornado hit between Evansville and Edgerton at about 6 p.m. last night. There were no reports of any serious injuries, but there are plenty of reports of damage. The tornado was part of a large storm system that tracked across Rock County and parts of southern Wisconsin before crossing the Milwaukee area and heading out over Lake Michigan. Winter tornadoes are rare in Wisconsin, but this one was driven last night by record-high temperatures and wind out of the south. Wisconsin Democrats aren't sure if they'll support a plan to cut taxes for middle-class families in the state. Democratic State Representative Tip McGuire yesterday said the $2.1 billion tax cut for middle-class families could leave the state short. Wisconsin has a $3 billion surplus and another $1 billion in the rainy day fund. Governor Evers says he hasn't seen the specifics of the plan and isn't promising everything. The $2.1 billion tax cut is the third tax cut Republican lawmakers have tried to pass. The governor has scuttled others, calling them tax cuts for the rich. A western Wisconsin man is in custody, accused of hitting a Minnesota woman with a UTV, then leaving her in a snowbank. 36-year-old Emily Helseth said she was walking to her sister's home in Westby when she was hit and pinned underneath a UTV. Prosecutors say the driver, 22-year-old Michael McKittrick of Westby, dragged Hegseth into a snowbank. She was left with several injuries, including a collapsed lung and broken back. McKittrick is due back in court February 27th. You're listening to WRDN News.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Chippewa County is now officially on the record in asking HSHS and Prevea not to abandon their patients. The Chippewa County Board last night approved a resolution asking HSHS and Prevea to work collaboratively with community partners for the continuation of care and services in the Chippewa Valley. The resolution doesn't force either HSHS or Prevea to do anything. It simply asks they try to find patients new doctors and new care centers before the two close later this spring. The Pierce Pepin Cares Board of Directors approved a total of $3,800 in grants to Ellsworth High School, Basics for Local Kids, the Assistance and Resource Center, and the Salvation Army. Basics for Local Kids received a $1,000 grant to support purchasing winter wear for children in sizes that are not donated. ARC's $1,000 grant will be used for general operating expenses to support ARC's mission of providing short-term financial assistance to Ellsworth and River Falls residents to help them meet basic needs. Ellsworth High School's $800 grant will provide breakfast for students during the promo fair. That's an event allowing students to preview classes for the next school year and explore post-graduation opportunities. The Salvation Army received a $1,000 grant to provide emergency utility assistance. Pierce Pepin Cares is funded by members who generously round up their monthly energy bills to their nearest dollar through Operation Roundup, as well as direct donations. Wisconsin's governor isn't saying what he'll do with his political maps because he doesn't really believe that Republicans will actually approve them. Governor Evers yesterday told reporters that he will believe it when he sees it. Top Republicans at the Wisconsin Capitol say they approve the governor's maps without any changes next week as a way to head off potentially worse maps that would come from the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Republican lawmakers approved the governor's maps with some tweaks last week, but he refused to sign those because of the changes. The University of Minnesota Rochester is extending its admissions deadline. The university says students now have until June 1st to confirm whether they'll enroll for the upcoming year. The extension was made necessary by a delay in launching the new free application for federal student aid. University officials say the delay will give students and parents time to ask questions and get advice before making a final decision. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Because of the warm weather recently, people are being warned of deer ticks after some were found in the Twin Cities. The Metropolitan Mosquito Control District said the first tick was found on Monday in Rosemont. The public affairs manager for the district says the ticks are carrying Lyme disease. They're out due to the warm temperatures. People are asked to destroy the ticks when found, and remember to check your pets for ticks if they've been outside, as they are also susceptible to contracting Lyme disease from those ticks. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cooler and still a bit breezy today. Mostly cloudy with a high of 38 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25, occasionally gusting to 35, especially earlier in the day. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Our low 26 tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 34. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
On job sites, few things are more important than a solid work boot. At Boot Barn Work, we pride ourselves on knowing that no matter your trade, when there's hard work to be done, your boot should be built for nonstop protection and mobility. Thorogood checks all the boxes. Their wear-anywhere boots are time-tested and crafted with the highest quality materials for relentless support. For job-fitted boots, Thorogood at Boot Barn Work.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You could enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. Are you a veteran, active duty military, or already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
The injury-depleted Bucks return home to Fiserv form after a 1-4 road trip out west and were blown out by Minnesota, 129-105. I'm Bill Scott with sports. T-Wolves outscored the Bucks 39-22 in the third to pull away. Anthony Edwards had 26 to lead Minnesota. A.J. Green had 27 for the Bucks. Bucks added some defensive grit to their roster, acquiring Patrick Beverley from Philadelphia for backup point guard Cameron Payne in a 2027 second-round draft pick. Beverley averaged 6.3 points in 47 games this season. Head coach Doc Rivers on Beverley.
At times he has great defensive nights. At times he overdoes it. And those are the nights where him and I know we have to have a talk. I've coached him before, but he's a good spirit for your team. And one of the most competitive players I've ever coached. And people like that. It's contagious. And I think that's good for our team.
In the Horizon League last night, Green Bay stayed at the top of the league standings, knocking off Robert Morris, 81-76. Noah Reynolds had 32, reaching 30 or more points in a game for the sixth time this season. Phoenix at Youngstown State on Saturday. The Penguins beat Milwaukee last night, 97-85 in overtime. Lombardi Trophy up for grabs on Sunday. The Chiefs square off against the 49ers at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas.
Vegas for Super Bowl 58. Kansas City looking to repeat as Super Bowl champs after edging the Eagles in the title game last season. And quarterback Patrick Mahomes said that makes this one special.
Yeah, I think just the opportunity to have a back-to-back championship. I mean, I got close a couple years ago and fell short in pretty disappointing fashion. And so just being able to be back on this stage and have that opportunity, not a lot of teams have had that opportunity before, and obviously not a lot of teams have done it. So just having that opportunity and trying to make sure that we maximize that moment.
Two former Packers headed to Canton with the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2024. Julius Peppers, a first ballot selection, spent 3 years with the Packers, and defensive tackle Steve McMichael spent 1 year in Green Bay at the end of his 13-year playing career, spent mostly with the Bears. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
The Xfinity field continues to grow for Daytona. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Inspiring story.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. comes back to the Daytona International Speedway. He will win the Pepsi 400.
I'm just a pilot, man. You know, I just want everybody to be happy. I want to do good. And hopefully all of my dad's fans enjoyed this. This is for all them.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast Junior's Journey. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 50 years of MRN. The 1993 season. The Road to Royal. Loyalty and more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
An already impressive field for the NASCAR Xfinity Series race at Daytona next weekend continues to grow. Former series champion Daniel Suarez has been named to drive the number 14 car for SS Greenlight Racing and will have fast food chain Wendy's as his primary sponsor. Suarez won the Xfinity Series title in 2016, but is still in search of his first Daytona win. And DGM Racing announced that Natalie Decker will attempt to make the race driving the number 36 car with sponsorship from Amped Fitness. Decker has 10 prior series starts, including at Daytona last August. The United Rentals 300 Xfinity Series season opener is set for 1 week from tomorrow, Saturday, February 17th, at Daytona International Speedway. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Dude, don't make the mistake of waiting until the last minute to order your Valentine, that special gift from the Cottage of Durand. Order your special sweetheart flowers, chocolates, jewelry, or stuffed animals from the cottage by noon on Monday, and it will be delivered to your sweetheart on Valentine's Day. Not sure what to get? Let Missy and the staff help you create a special Valentine's gift she will truly enjoy. Hey, don't get your someone special flowers from the gas station on Valentine's Day. Order that special gift today from the Cottage, downtown Durand.
Now is a good time to prune your gnarly old apple tree. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Pruning adds light in the canopy, which will produce higher quality apples as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
My neighbor has three big old apple trees, and I don't think they've ever been pruned. Oh, they still produce apples, but the fruit is very small and low quality. Old trees can bear nice fruit if they're given the right pruning and TLC. Peter Hurst is a horticulture professor at Purdue University. He says neglected trees become overgrown to the point where the center of the tree is shaded out. To rejuvenate apple production, you have to get fruit buds out of the shade.
That's the whole key to the whole deal, because when you have light, you get these strong fruiting buds producing good quality fruit. If you don't have light, you're going to get those weak buds and poor quality fruit. And whatever system you have, this is what we're trying to achieve, right? There's lots of different ways of putting it together, but this is the bottom line.
He recommends taking out a couple of big branches to get the light in. It creates a hole in the canopy, sunlight gets into that hole, and illuminates all the branches around it. But don't prune out too much in 1 year, because it'll reinvigorate the tree and it'll grow like crazy. That's not what we want.
And so in trees like we're talking about, I would say take out two or three big cuts per year. And big cuts, I'm not talking 1 inch. I'm talking 3 inches, maybe 4 inches, large cuts in those trees. Next year, you take out the next two ugliest branches. And the next year, you're kind of like, well, most of these ugly branches are gone, and now I can get them into more detail. But in the meantime, over those couple of years, new branches have grown with high-quality fruit buds.
Pruning an old tree will lead to higher yields and better quality fruit, but the tree is still old and probably past its prime. Plant some new trees nearby, and you'll have nice apples to pick in the years to come. Learn more about keeping big old apple trees productive at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair and to start feeling confident with the way you look? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. One actual Hair Grow customer writes, "After trying Hair Grow for a month and a half, my hair began to grow and thicken with no breakage when combing or shampooing. My hair is beginning to look great." Another writes, "A friend of mine noticed lots of increased hair growth. I couldn't be happier with the results and highly recommend this product for anyone with thin hair." Start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens. New year, new you, new Nordic.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, March milk down 1 to 1718, April down 13 to 1736, May down 14 to 1773, June steady at 1822. Cheese markets were steady, barrels at 156 and three quarters, 40 pound blocks at 160 and a quarter with no trades. Cash butter also steady at 174 and a half, no trades. Dry whey steady at 52. No trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly lower as we wrap up the cash trade this week. Some overbought conditions really pressuring live and feeder cattle markets as well as traders are taking profits heading into the weekend. Now, February live cattle still up 50 cents to 184.27. April now down 25 cents to 186.37. June down 15 cents to 183.57. March feeder cattle up 10 cents to 246. $1.95. April down 22 cents to $1.5170. May down 52 cents to $2.5577. Hog markets, meanwhile, they continue to move mostly higher on short covering after the last few days of triple-digit losses. February live cattle up 55 cents to $73.85. April up $1.25 to $81.60. May up 60 cents to $86.42. Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are relatively flat. Soybeans moving mostly lower. Some positive weather in portions of the driest areas of South America helping to pressure corn and beans. That WASDE report also providing some additional pressure. Wheat markets, though, are moving mostly higher. Lower dollar is helping to support the markets along with some short covering. March corn down a quarter to 433. May steady at 445. July down a quarter to 453 and three quarters. New crop down 1.5 to 470 and three quarters. March beans down 9.5 to 1184. May down 9.25 to 1190.5. July down 8.5 to 12 and three quarters. New crop down 7 at 1165 and three quarters. March soybean meal down 370 to 343.40. March soybean oil down 84 cents to 47.10. Chicago wheat, March up 13 and a quarter to 601 and three quarters. May up 10 and three quarters to 604 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat, March up 3 and three quarters to 687 and a half. May up 3 to 686 and three quarters. Energy markets today, March crude oil up 24 cents to 76.46. April up 17 cents to 76.36. Meanwhile, March and April gas now steady. March at 233, April 255. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Communication is key to success in farming with family. We'll explain coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Jolene Brown is an author, speaker, and farmer from West Branch, Iowa, who's also called the Dr. Phil of agriculture. She speaks on the challenges of working with family members in the business of farming and the importance of clear communication. One of the most important topics is looking at farming as a business first.
I've been at this over three decades, and the way I find that you honor the family is by doing the business right. Our mindset lends to everything for the family, and we become family first. We don't want to rock the boat or get anybody mad. We hope things are going to be okay. And so you are continuing on a habit, assumption, a hope, and a tradition. And sometimes that does work out. I call that lucky. But what I taught them today is that to become a business first family does not say the business is more important than the family. It does not demean the family, but it says we love and honor you so much. Let's get this work done. And then so not be overwhelmed. We always have to start where there's a point of pain. So there were a lot of triggers today, and you never know who's going to go, oh my gosh, she's been sleeping under my bed. And so as one lady said to me, you've been under my bed. You heard everything that we're thinking about.
A lack of communication does more to destroy a family farming business than almost any other factor.
Harboring this inside of you leads to one of the biggest things that breaks up families and business, and that is silence. Silence is the greatest destroyer of family and business. Therefore, we're looking for transparency. We're looking for things that are legal. We're looking for things that make money sense. But it cannot just be inside and only one person know about it or nobody knows about it, because everybody else then is on the limb. They don't know what's going to happen. Is it going to be cut off? Am I going to be able to have fruit that multiplies here? And so we have to watch out for silence. That is one of the biggest destroyers.
There are multiple things families can do to help ensure success. One suggestion is for the younger generation to work off the farm for a few years to learn lessons about working with people outside of the family.
Well, you learn about 30 lessons when you have a non-family boss, like showing up on time. You know what your job is, which is really great. You know what not to be like. You learn how to work with people you don't even like. You learn you get paid. You learn you get a vacation. Well, there's 30 lessons that you learn. And parents aren't the best teachers because it's all habit and assumption. And as one senior generation said to me, he should know how to do it. He grew up here on the farm. I said, so what is it he doesn't know how to do? How's he going to learn how to do it? Because what you learned through those years, it's not what you're doing now on the farm.
You can find more information on communication and success in farming with the family. Just visit JoleneBrown.com. That's JoleneBrown.com. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more. With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Migrant farm workers in Wisconsin will receive more disease and illness prevention protections. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says the new regulations require employee access to shade and breaks once the temperature is higher than 80 degrees. There will also be updated requirements for urinals and shower heads and other safety upgrades like access to clothes washers and dryers. Last year, there were more than 260 state-regulated migrant labor camps operated in Wisconsin by 125 different employers. A Minnesota company is funding research into crops that could be used to create alternative biofuels. Cargill announced this week it will give $2.5 million to the Forever Green Initiative at the University of Minnesota. The money will go towards studying winter camomilla and domesticated winter pennycress, two crops that can be used for seed-based oil. Researchers say the two crops can be planted in the winter to help stop soil erosion and protect water quality. The seeds can then be refined as a replacement for diesel and jet fuel, providing new revenue for Minnesota farmers. The grant covers 5 years of research on the initiative. Minnesota's two U.S. senators are announcing a partnership between the U.S. Department of Agriculture and that state's Agriculture Department. Senators Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar announced yesterday funding from the American Rescue Plan Act would enable the partnership for the next 4 years. The senators say the effort will help create more business opportunities for small Minnesota farms while getting more locally grown food into state grocery stores. A sharp decline in the number of dairy heifers available to replace older cows exiting the U.S. dairy herd could limit meaningful growth in milk production. The number of dairy replacement heifers has fallen almost 15% in the last 6 years to reach a 20-year low. While the global demand outlook for U.S. dairy products is murky due to export market uncertainties, any potential growth opportunities may be stymied by an inability to expand U.S. milk production. A new report from Cobank's Knowledge Exchange says the rising costs of rearing dairy heifer calves has far outpaced increases in heifer values over the last several years. That imbalance has prompted dairy farmers to reduce their replacement heifer inventories, doing so in large part by breeding more dairy heifers and cows to beef bulls. Farmers can cut costs associated with heifers and generate additional income from beef, that according to Corey Geiger of Cobank. The February World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates show the 23-24 U.S. corn outlook calling for lower food, seed, and industrial use and larger ending stocks. Lower usage will lead to a 10 million bushel increase in ending stocks compared to last month's report. The season average corn price received by producers is unchanged at $4.80 a bushel. Meanwhile, for 2024, milk production was lowered due to lower expected output per cow, which is partially offset by higher cow inventories. Now, cheese, butter, non-fat dry milk, and whey prices for 2024 were all raised based on recent price strength, tighter supplies of milk, and stronger domestic usage. Class 3 and Class 4 prices in 2024 were also raised based on higher product prices. The all-milk price estimate is reduced to 2048 a hundredweight based on reported data through December. Now, the all-milk price forecast for 2024 was raised to 2095 a hundredweight. The Super Bowl, of course, is this Sunday and will be watched by approximately 113 million people. Food is a big part of Super Bowl parties, and Frito-Lay's Super Bowl Snack Index has some interesting food trends. 70% of experienced hosts begin gearing up by planning meals. 51% start preparations at least a week early. 3 in 5 guests admit to the promise of top-notch food as the deciding factor in which Super Bowl party that they attend. That's particularly true in 77% of the under-40 crowd. Potlucks prevail as the preferred party format at 67%, highlighting the popularity of collaborative celebrations over host-provided fare. Salsa at 27%, French onion 21%, and Quesno 20% are the top three dips. While salsa steals the spotlight among Gen Z, millennials, and Gen X dippers, baby boomers prefer French onion. 35% of consumers integrate their favorite snacks into their meals. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
A lot goes into powering this community. That's why your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wants you to know we've got you. It's a pledge to make sure you're always taken care of. A pledge we honor every day. From our member service representatives to our linemen and those making sure the power you use is there when you need it. We've got you. Always.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Cold temperatures and dry conditions are expected in our ag weather forecast. Those conditions will continue this weekend and into next week, along with lighter winds. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, highs 34 to 39, relative humidity at 64 to 69%. West winds at 13 to 18, gusting to 30. We'll see about an hour of sunshine. Tonight, cloudy early, then becoming partly cloudy, low 21 to 26. Relative humidities at 72 to 77%. West winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25. For Saturday, partly sunny, highs 31 to 36. Relative humidities at 51 to 56%. Northwest winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, partly sunny, highs 35 to 40. Monday, partly sunny, highs 40 to 45. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 35 to 40. Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of snow, highs 35 to 40. And for Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of snow, highs 30 to 35.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant. She was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying booze. And talked small when they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need. They were old enough to scope it out and keep it loose. She said, "You don't look like my type, but I guess you do." Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous. And he said, "I'll even tell you that I love you. Thank you.
kept saying, I've never really done this kind of thing before. Have you? Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous. And he said, yes, I have, but only a time or two. Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous. Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous. Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous.
Cephas living in the front yard. He liked sleeping out on top of the car. He drank beer out of a mason jar, and he'd climb up on everyone in bed. A white frame house in a college town, a bunch of people always hanging around. No real problems we needed to drown, but we tried our best anyway. We went to class just to pass the time. Back in 89, we had a keg in the closet, pizza on the floor, left over from the night before. Where we were going, we didn't really care. We had all we ever wanted in that keg in the closet. This old guitar taught me how to score. Right there on the Lambda Chi porch, Mary Ann taught me a little more about wanting what you can't have. Sweatshirts and flag football, spring breaks down in Panama. For a while we had it all, we never dreamed it wouldn't last. We went to class just to pass the time. Back in 89, keg in the closet, pizza on the floor, left over from the night before. Where we were going, we didn't really care. We had all we ever wanted in that keg in the closet. We all kinda went our separate ways, but I swear like yesterday. Keg in the closet, pizza on the floor, leftover from the night before. Where we were going, we didn't really care. We had all we ever wanted. Keg in the
the country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I got no money in my pockets. I got a hole in my jeans. I had a job and I lost it, but it won't get to me. Cause I'm riding with my baby, it's a brand new day. We're on the wheels of an angel, fly across her pretty knees. She's stomping out a rhythm and singing to me.
I've been chasing, keep on fading before I find my pot of gold. And more I'm thinking that the only treasures that I'll ever know are long ago and far behind, wrapped up in my memories of home. Home was a swimming hole and a fishing pole and the feel of a muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mom would sing Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes. Home was an easy chair with my daddy there and the smell of Sunday supper on the stove. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Now the miles I put behind me ain't as hard as the miles that lay ahead. And it's way too late to listen to the words of wisdom that my daddy said. The straight and narrow path he showed me turned into a thousand winding roads. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Home was a swimming hole and a fishing pole and the feel of a muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mom would sing Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes. Home was an easy chair with my daddy there and the smell of Sunday supper on the stove. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. The straight and narrow path he
showed me turned into a thousand winding roads. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Vine,
your life has turned out well. As for mine,